Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And praise be to God for this day the Lord has made for all of us to share in His joy and His love and peace. In a special way, we pray for all of you who are grandparents. Happy Grandparents Weekend. We extended it, I know. But it's supposed to be a day, but we said we need to give our grandparents more than just a day because they do so much for their grandchildren. And so we give thanks to God for all of you who are grandparents, those of you who are here, those of you who are at home. Realize how much we give thanks to God for everything you do. We welcome those of you who are visiting us here in the cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home. And we also welcome all of you who are joining us via television, radio, and internet. As always, here at the Cathedral family, we pray for all of you and those that are dear to you, that your lives, your family, and all the days that lie ahead are filled with God's love, peace, and joy that you share with one another. My dear family, to begin our time of prayer, let us ask the Lord to forgive us our sins and to strengthen us in His love. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your beloved sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Who can know God's counsel? Or who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. And scarce do we guess the things on earth, and what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or who ever knew your counsel, except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high? And thus were the paths of those on earth made straight. The word of the Lord.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. I, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus, urge you on behalf of my child Onesimus, whose father I have become in my imprisonment. I am sending him, that is, my own heart, back to you. I should have liked to retain him for myself, so that he might serve me on your behalf in my imprisonment for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that the good you do might not be forced, but voluntary. Perhaps that is why he was away from you for a while, that you might have him back forever, no longer a slave, but more than a slave, a brother. Beloved especially to me, but even more so to you, as a man and in the Lord. So if you regard me as a partner, welcome him as you would me. The word of the Lord.
With you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or, what kind of king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Who
Who can know God's counsel, and who can conceive what the Lord intends? For the deliberations of mortals are timid and unsure are our plans. For the corruptible body burdens the soul, and the earthen shelter weighs down the mind that has many concerns. How the Book of Wisdom draws our attention to realizing how God desires that we be filled with His wisdom, which we receive in the gift of the confirmation, that we all receive with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But many a times, we rely very heavily on this mind that is very limited. It can understand only as much as it can understand. And where it limits itself is just being able to understand what it can see. And Christ calls all of us to look beyond what you can see, so that you can see something to hope in, hope for, and hold on to. Because if all that we hold on to is what we see, then the psalm itself will kind of sadden us. You turn man back to dust. Well, yes, this thing called the earthly temple, the body. We will return it to the earth. That's what we do. But families, our lives do not stop there. Our journey concludes in this world, yes, but our lives do not end there. Unless you rely solely on this mind that's limited and these eyes that are just as limited, because we can no longer see what we once saw. With a limited vision, one could say. Which is why it's so important that we journey with eyes of faith that look beyond the visible and see the beauty of the within. And I always want to ask people what they think. For example, you have all these young lads over here. Do you think you're going to stop being who you are right now just because you're going to grow as old as your parents? Good answer. But they were trying to figure out, that's pretty old, Father. But do we? We think in such a way that those of us who are no longer infants or children, where is that person? Do they no longer exist? Well, they don't if all you look at is the outside. Do you mean to tell me the very life, the very being that was in that child that you were is no longer? Of course it is. The psalm reminds us that it's all like just yesterday, isn't it? We were running around like kids. Our generation, and even yours, who was here before me, we had monkey bars, didn't we, in the playgrounds? We had merry-go-rounds, didn't we, in the playgrounds? We had seesaws in the playgrounds. They're all gone now. Why? Too dangerous. It wasn't dangerous when we were there. We hit our heads. Some of us still have a scar. But we got back up. That child, where is he? Where is she? Well, look beyond what you can see, and you'll see that child within. We don't grow old, my family, to simply be buried. Our lives are worth much more than this journey. They are worth the eternal, which is God offering you and me the beauty of that eternal life through His Son. And that is why it's so important for us to remember the beauty of what we are able to still have this day. That beautiful relationship with those who have gone before us, who still are my family. Because many a times this mind and these eyes, they just want to make us remember how they died. Where God's calling you to remember how they have lived and still do. But you have to get beyond the visible to understand who and what is still there. And who and what will always be there because of the one we call Jesus, who does not take anything away that he himself gives to us to have for all eternity, which is each other. But again, many a times, as the Book of Wisdom reminds you and me, we rely more heavily on this limited mind when we are called to surrender ourselves to the beauty of that faith that lets us rejoice, that lets us be at peace, because we come to comprehend who we still have. But my family, what is it that you see when you look at the beauty of your life? Do you see someone who's getting old? If all you see is the outside, then that's true. Yes, one day I woke up, I had all this gray hair. I don't know what happened to my black hair. But I'm not going to complain because at least I have hair. But that's also leaving me as quickly as the gray hair is coming. But you can't get caught up in that. There's more to you than what that mirror shows you. Look within. The beauty of that life that has not lost a single bit of its value. And nor will it ever lose that value in the eyes of God. But family, it can't lose the value in your own eyes. Brothers and sisters, we can't afford to lose sight of the beauty of that life. Whoever that life is, we must still see that life as God sees it. Not as these eyes want us to see it, but as God calls us to see the beauty of that life. Because it comes from Him. And yes, though once we were as young as these young lads or these young children in the first pew, or those of you that are young out there, even this little infant right here in mom's arms, we still are that life in the eyes of our Father. And that is why we must always remember that in every age, the Lord is our refuge. The gospel calls you and me to carry the cross. What's the heaviest cross that we're carrying? I told this to people at daily mass. The cross that we're all carrying is the cross that leads us to that moment of, yes, death. Because we're all afraid of it. No taking that away. It's okay to be afraid, as long as it doesn't in any which way take away from you having a greater faith that can help you carry that cross in that direction to arrive at that moment, knowing it's not the end. But knowing it is a passage that lets you and me arrive at the moment we have been waiting for, to be one with our Lord. In the kingdom He prepared for us to have, in the kingdom that many of our loved ones now share in. Praise be to God. for such a love he's poured out for you and me to have. And praise be to God for helping us arrive where he wants us to be one day. But until that moment comes, my family, embrace what we do have. Embrace the time in the way he calls you and me to do it. In love for each other, to lift each other up, to encourage each other on the way, and to hold each other hand in hand with our Savior leading us and we following him to the moment that we reach the glory. But until that moment does come, enjoy the happiness that you can bring to each other that comes from realizing that it will always be yours. May God's grace be upon us this day. And again, to all of you who are grandparents, praise be to God for who you are. Praise be to God for what you give. Praise be to God for all the grandchildren you have. And if you can answer me one question before I enter my eternal rest, it is this. Why do you love your grandchildren more than your children? If you can't answer that, then I'm going to ask God when I get there, God willing. Let us stand to profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith and hope in our Father's love for us, let us ask that he hear the needs we present.
For the church, that we may have the courage to renounce whatever is unnecessary, so that we may more closely follow Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all leaders across the country, that they may exercise wisdom and good judgment in the decisions that they make, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Especially for paramedics, firefighters, police officers, and all first responders who put their lives in danger to help total strangers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For grandparents on this Grandparents' Day, that they may receive appreciation, respect, and love from their children and grandchildren, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our Heavenly Father give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joanne Vetter, Reverend Albert Vetter, Felicitas Garcia, and Juan Velasco, and for birthday intentions of Keith Lloyd Flores, and for the safety of all refinery workers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, let us offer our own private intentions that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious, loving Father, all this we present to you through Christ our Lord. Amen.
rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not reprove me in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I languish. Lord, heal me, my bones are shaking. Turn, O Lord, and rescue my soul. Save me in your merciful love.
And yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church.
O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace, graciously grant that through this offering we may do fitting homage to your divine majesty, and by partaking of the sacred mystery, we may be faithfully united in mind and heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundations of the world, and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image, and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, formed by the divine teaching, we now dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Justice is like God's mountains, like the great deep, your justice. Both man and beast you save, O Lord. How precious is your mercy, O God. The children of men seek shelter in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the riches of your house. You give them drink from the stream of your delight. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
How firm a foundation you see.
Let us stand in prayer. Grant that your faithful, O Lord, whom you nourish and endow with life through the food of your word and heavenly sacrament, may so benefit from your beloved Son's great gifts that we may merit an eternal share in his life, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Just a few announcements. First, we invite you to fellowship, coffee, juice, or tacos in St. Joseph's Hall. We're trying to kind of start that up again. So please come by and have some togetherness that forms the beautiful gift of the body of Christ that we are. After being nourished at the table here, we have some goodies downstairs for us to partake in and share some time together. And while you're there, if you haven't registered your children for religious ed, they're still taking registrations, confirmation as well, and RCIA. And classes begin next Sunday, and there will be a parent-student orientation in St. Joseph's Hall next weekend. But stop by today to finish registering your children. Also, the Cathedral Rummage Sale is coming up soon on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of October. They are accepting donations, but please no clothing. Anything else that maybe is in your house that you don't longer have an attachment to, please see Donald Harris or call the parish office. And last but not least, as you know, it's Grandparents Day. So, my dear grandparents, we want to give you a blessing before the final blessing. So, Jerry, he's going to come over here. Come over here, Jerry. But I'm going to stand up here because you're taller than me. So, but those of you who are not grandparents, if you don't mind, please be seated briefly. All right? And those of you who are grandparents, stay standing because this blessing's for you. And those of you who are still joining us, hopefully, on television and internet and radio. Lord God Almighty, you have given these your faithful the grace to maintain their hope in you through all life's changes and to taste and see your goodness. We thank you for the gifts you have showered on them over the years, especially their children and grandchildren. Lord, bless all our grandparents, those here present in this cathedral, those who join us in other ways, and those who are always with us in spirit. Bless them with long life, happiness, and health, and may they remain constant in your love and be living signs of your presence to their children and grandchildren. And may they always realize the blessing they are to so many in their lives. And we also pray for all our grandparents who have entered their eternal rest and now in your presence forever, where we hope one day
Hello,
to be reunited with them.
I'm Father Peter Lisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy, and may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.